Hi there, beautiful souls. I'm Rachel Skulltalk, Angel Medium. I have your angel message for this week, the 29th of July, all the way through till the 4th of August next week. Now, this is a very exciting energy right now. There's been a lot of dragging feeling, a feeling like some things will never end, or that we were going down a negative ego-based road, or you might have felt like nothing is happening for a while. But the energy shifted with this recent full moon last week, and you can literally feel the shift. I can feel, remember the angels told us to hold on to light and hope, to really focus on that energy. And I want you to know that your prayers, your intentions make a difference. We recently did the activation for the solstice. Shout out to all of you who attended that amazing event. It was such a beautiful full crowd of light workers where we channeled light with the angels into the planet, into the sacred sites. Well, the angels are telling us that we're now starting to see that energy, the result of that positive energy. So remember, your prayers, your actions that are in love and gratitude and humility and in unity make a difference to the world. You are a light worker and your light is needed. My light is needed. And when we come together, that just multiplies it. So we're coming into this time now where we can really feel a lot of that dark energy, patriarchal energy, that negativity is starting to fall apart. It's crumbling. You can almost see behind the mask. You know, there's that kind of metaphor of fear. The only thing to fear is fear itself. You know, fear and ego can do a good performance. Excuse me, there's the door closing by itself. That's saying it's over, right? We've shut the door on that dark energy. And I promise you, there's no one else in this house apart from me and the angels. So that we're shutting the door on some really dark, heavy energy. And the only thing to fear is fear itself. Fear and ego can put on a performance of being very convincing, of being very kind of appearing much stronger than the light, than love, than you. But it actually isn't. It's all an act. So what's happening now is this crumbling effect. Now, we've got to keep up our positive energy. Now, when I'm doing these readings, I'm doing them for you personally in your life. I do know that you're going through your own stuff, that you are at the same time working on your own goals and dreams. You're trying to keep the energy up and your motivation up to keep going. Perhaps you're healing from something really tough that you've been through in the last 6, 7 years. Maybe you are thinking about starting, or you already started your spiritual healing business and you really want to shine your light out into the world. Well, I'm here for you. I want to cheer you on with that. And that's what this channel and my work is all about, helping you to shine your light, helping you to hear your angels and the messages that they have for you. So what's going on inside is also going on in the bigger picture as well. So we can apply this. So I want to keep the theme of last week. Remember to keep protecting your energy, keep the energy shields up. If you came to the Energy Thieves cord cutting event, that was a beautiful group event where we did some big cord cutting. Well done. You'll be feeling the effects of that. The more that we can release, the better. The more that we can release, the better. And that's what happens. The more we release that energy, if you can imagine, you're manifesting something, you're calling in abundance, you're calling in that new job, clients for your business, a publisher for your book, your soulmate relationship, a baby, whatever it is, bless, you know, I'm sending my prayers and love. But maybe you're blocking it as well. You don't realize it, but that resentment, that old cord, that energy that's hanging on, that's low negativity, is kind of creating a barrier. So when you cut cords and you do a big release, what you've been waiting for can flow to you. You're back in the flow of life. Everything is in balance again. Your good karma starts working instead of whatever that other stuff is. All right, so let's get with the cards. I've already drawn you the cards for this week, and I asked the angels for a theme of the week. What did they want us to know about this next 7 to 14 days? Now, I included 14 days because we're building up to the Lion's Gate activation. The portal of the Lion's Gate is more powerful than ever this year, and I'll tell you why in a minute. And this is the angel that came forward. You'll see her on your screen. Hopefully you can see that. You can blow the screen up if you want to have a look at it. This is Angel Archangel Aurora. This is from the Diana Cooper deck, Archangel Oracle deck. And this says, welcome new beginnings. Well, if you go and look on my website, we've got the Lionsgate activation with the angels happening as an event on Zoom. I hope you can join us. And it is this year, it's about new beginnings and abundance, positive transformation. Lots of people have been struggling with lack and scarcity, feeling like it's the economy or feeling like there's negative forces holding it back, right? Upset, change, uncertainty, things from the past. Well, that's now clearing. And with the new light coming in, the Sirius Sun and Earth alignment with the Lion's Gate on the 8th of the 8th, 2024, 224 adds up to 8. So this year it's an 888. Wow, right? That's the number of infinite abundance. As we bring the light in for that, that Lion's Gate opens, that portal is going to bring some powerful angels and archangels, new ones that we haven't worked with yet, are waiting to come in. You can feel that, can't you? I feel like crying saying that. And Aurora says, let the sun shine in your life. Welcome new beginnings. Isn't that a gorgeous card? I'm going to put this on my desk to look out for the next 2 weeks. So the build up to the Lion's Gate is starting in the next couple of days. And then the Lion's Gate opens when it peaks on the 8th of the 8th. The 7th and the 8th. And then it begins to close around the 11th or 12th. So you've got time, and come and join us for the angelic activation where I'll guide you through a channeled activation with the angels to go up there and open the gates and bring your crystals, because the angels are telling us this is a crystalline activation this time too. We're not just going to be channeling the light to your crystals, your handheld ones. We're also going to be channeling it into the earth. So that's going to be such a powerful event. So this is a theme for the week. It's time for hope, for light, for the sun to shine in your life. Pray to be guided on the path of light and happiness for yourself and for others. When we wish for others what we wish for ourselves, we attract the blessings much more quickly. It has to be sincere though, right? Kind of like a little agenda going. So then I asked for 3 cards for this week. We're going to stick to 3 cards. Oh, I better change the slide. Here we go. So card number 1 is the Page of Gabrielle. Page is all about new beginnings, starting something new, feeling a fresh, new, clean start. Now with Aurora, I have to go back to this very quickly. The angels are talking about divine feminine rising. Now that's nothing against the divine masculine. We love the divine masculine and the divine feminine. We just don't like the toxic versions of those. So the divine feminine rising means that we're bringing this nurturing, loving, peaceful, acceptance, harmonious, generosity, receptive energy is coming in, right? Your feminine side is your receptive side. You're willing to receive love, compassion, healing, money, whatever it is that you need. It's no good if you're not going to receive it. So the Page of Gabrielle, Archangel Gabrielle, is one of the Archaea, who is the divine feminine angels. So no coincidence that she's shown up. If you look closely at the card on your screen, we see this figure standing in the desert, and he's holding a staff with a light on the top. The theme of light, again, coming forward. And it says, follow your passion. You are ready for any challenge, new opportunities for excitement and adventure. So we're seeing with this new beginning where the old, boring, mundane, like, well, do I have to keep doing this? Do I have to keep going to this job where I'm watching the clock go around? Do I have to keep accepting that these are the limitations in my life? Do I have to, you know, is this all there is energy? It's being swept away, and your creative energy is being lit up. Look at the orange on this card. It's very much about the sacral chakra as well, which is your creative. It's also about recognizing your self-worth. When we heal the divine feminine, we clear out a lot of that negative energy about women, you know, whether that's the kind of oppression or whether it's like cords, you know, to mother figures or females that have hurt you, or how you feel about yourself as a woman. Like, we're clearing all of that stuff out, and that's what's going as we shift to this place of sitting in our power. And that's for women and men and people who are non-binary, it's all the same, because we've still got the balance of masculine and feminine within us. We're, you know, once we leave our bodies and go up to the divine. We're our spirit bodies again. We haven't got a sexual gender. We don't have a gender identity. That's our soul doesn't have. So it shows you how ridiculous it is for us to be prejudiced against people for things like age, looks. You know, it's ridiculous stuff, because we're all one. We're all the light. So this is a time for you to start sparking up what's important for you. And this is where your soul keeps talking to you. You know, a lot of the time we're listening to negative voices in our head that are from old authority figures, maybe our negative self, our ego, maybe we're just kind of the opinions of others. But when we turn that down and we turn up the voice of our intuition, the soul gets loud and it starts to say, hey, you're not supposed to be here, you're supposed to be over there. Or it's time for you to start talking up for yourself, or it's time for you to start living the life you were meant to live. Purpose. So this week is looking really good already. There's a fresh new energy. And I think towards the beginning, middle and end of last week, it was kind of a bit rough. It was kind of like muddy a bit, because we were feeling the new energy coming in and the old energy leaving, but it's kind of a bit rocky and it can be pretty exhausting as well. So hands up if you were a bit tired last week. So the second card, now the first card's always giving us a theme, a kind of insight to the week. The second card, this is Archangel Michael, beloved Archangel Michael, who is protecting us, looking after our spiritual and emotional safety. Remember, to protect your energy, if you are spiritual, if you're a spiritual person, you're a seeker, you're sensitive, you're energy sensitive, you're intuitive, you're psychic, you're a healer, you're a giver, you're an empath, you must protect your energy, and you must call in Archangel Michael to help you when you feel vulnerable, when you don't feel good. A lot of the time when you don't feel good, it's just because you've taken on some energy that you shouldn't have taken on. So Archangel Michael's reminding you of this, because you know, there's a lot of stuff lying around out there. I mean, you don't want to be picking it up. It's not your job to be scooping up all the negative energy in the world. The angels can do that. You can just ask them to do it and live in your little bubble of protective light. So if you remember last week, this card came up last week in the present situation. It was showing us that we were almost out of the storm. Exactly what they just said is what happened. We were moving out of this dark and stormy energy, which felt a bit rough and choppy. And we can see the light coming in at the beginning, and Archangel Michael steering the ship. So if you are still feeling like you're in that choppiness, the light is there, it's waiting for you. I believe this is talking about the Lionsgate portal. That's when we're really going to, you know, clear away that stuff. It's time for you to make new plans. So remember this, they're saying to you, you're in a new beginning, even if it doesn't feel like it yet. And yeah, there are things to tie off. There's things to let go of. There's cords to cut. There's situations that you need to put an end to. Have you been putting off something, like paying off your bills? You know, sometimes when we do that, tie off the loose ends, that's when what we're waiting for can manifest. Is there a phone call that you need to make? Is there something that you need to do? Finish a project, put a line under it so that you can move on to the next thing. So you can look forward to the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, with this, I'm really feeling like you've got to clear away that heavy energy. Call in Archangel Michael. It's saying the worst is behind you. So hands up if you're a person that's been waiting, like, feel like something bad's going to happen. It's not. You know, we've got to remember the divine plan. Sometimes we're only looking through one eye. We can only see part of the picture, but the divine and the angels know the bigger picture. And sometimes the jigsaw pieces need to move around so that then we can see the picture. And so sometimes when we're kind of going, oh my God, everything's awful, we've got to say everything is going to be okay. Everything is working out for my highest good, because in the next few days, weeks, months, you'll see how it was all beneficial for you. The outcome card. I love this card so much. All right. I forget my slides there now. The Seven of Gabriel. Gabriel has given us an Archangel Michael sandwich this week. We've got two Gabriels as the bread and Archangel Michael in the middle. So here we have Gabriel on the back of a Pegasus, an angel horse. And she is leaping into the air. She's going way away from that storm. The lightning is there, but there are rainbow colors in the lightning, which is reminding you about your chakras, you know, to bring harmony and balance into your life, and to remember to ground yourself as well. So this is about being confident, reclaiming your power. What in your life have you been saying, I can't do this because of that, or I'll never be happy again because of what that person did, or I can't change my life because of ABC? That means you've given your power away to whatever ABC is, the blame, right? So first step is you've got to stop blaming. I mean, okay, sometimes people have messed up, right? Done bad things, or we've let them, or, you know, but rather than worrying about who to blame, is it me, is it them, whose fault is it? That's ego. Don't forget that. Release, forgive, cut the cords, move on. It's time to move on. Raise your vibration, cut the heavy dead wood away, and speak your truth. Stand up for your truth, what you believe in. Be yourself. Claim your power, because if your power's everywhere else, how on earth can you move forward? And everything is going to start moving in that much higher direction. Now, I love that the Pegasus is flying up into the sky. Gabrielle is there. Gabrielle is the messenger of the archangels. She helps us to understand our messages. She helps us to communicate, speak our truth, share our messages with the world. So there's something you need to do to upgrade your life, to, you know, stop making excuses and don't indulge in things like negativity, gossip, judgment of other people. You know, one thing that came through when I was talking to the angels about the Lionsgate activation, which I'm holding next week, I'm actually holding it on the Lionsgate, 8th of the 8th. The angels said the divine feminine rising means that it's time for women to start honoring women as well as men to start honoring women. So that means, you know, I'm so over women not supporting women and women, you know, I went to a show the other day and there was this really attractive woman walked in with her husband and I was on my own because I don't really, you know, I go to things that I like. And I smiled at her and she just went, she gave me the look up and down. And I thought that, I mean, bless her, I'm not getting involved in that. But it made me really think, it's like, when are women going to stop putting other women down, right? So we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. We're not in competition with anybody. We, you know, if you have a spiritual business and you're worried about other people who have spiritual businesses, stop it. We're all working for the light and we're all working with one intention. And we can support each other and cheer each other on without feeling like we are going to lose out. In fact, when you give, you get. When you cheer people on, you attract more of that for yourself. So, you know, let's move away from that fear. And, you know, the patriarchy is to blame for that, with that feeling that, you know, there can only be one. we can't have any competition, you know. So we've got to sort of do our own work as well and hold on to our own self-worth. It only comes from insecurity and fear. And we can't do anything about other people, but we can certainly manage ourselves. So supporting women, supporting men, supporting everybody, no matter who they are, how they choose to express themselves. And, you know, if we give love, we get love. All right. So that's our reading for this week. Now, I really hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave me a comment. Share with your spiritual friends who you think could use this message. And please subscribe. I really want to get to my YouTube channel has got a very small following, but I'm really aiming for 1,000 subscribers and I think I've got 870. So please subscribe to me on YouTube, follow me on whatever platform that you've found this on and leave me a comment because I love to read your comments and I want to know that I'm giving what you want in these readings. So remember to ask your angels for help with everything. Your beautiful angels can create miracles. There's a divine solution for every problem and there are signs all around you. I'm Rachel Scholes with Angel Medium. I hope that you'll join me at the 2024 Lionsgate Portal Angelic Activation, which is on Zoom on the 8th of August 2024 at 10 a.m. Sydney time, which is 8 p.m. in the US the day before, 7th of the 8th. So if you'd like to join me, the link is somewhere, caption, comment, somewhere. I will get that to you. And I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be very, very powerful. Take care and have a beautiful week ahead. Bye.